Welcome to Music Fishbowl.
Welcome to this special episode, for very odd reasons, of Music Fishbowl. You know, this episode is going to be an announcement episode, which I will make at the end of the episode. So I'm going to start off as per normal. We'll do some music news and we'll talk about that and my listens and things. And then we'll move into the announcement, okay? But to start with, I was in a restaurant this week. And again, I'm going to put a pledge out, just like I did before with a cover of, I think it was Lords Royals, that sounded like by Joni Mitchell. This cover, it was a female acoustic singer that I heard in a restaurant. I don't know who she was. I just heard it on the radio that they're playing, or whatever the Spotify players are playing in there. And it was a cover of Drake's Hotline Bling. And it was fantastic. Her voice, the timbre, the guitar playing, the energy, everything about it was so good. If anyone can find me that cover and present it to me, and I will listen to all of your suggestions. If you find it, I will tell you. So please just try for me. I'd love to hear it. So yeah, if you can, then send me that. Yeah. In terms of the podcast, some small things as well before we move on to music news. You can email us musicfishbowl123@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at thisisvinyl.tap. Follow me on Twitter at thisisvinyl_tap. And the podcast website's still there. Always in the links. All is in the description. The links in the description here for the website. So there's other things. You can find my link tree through my Instagram account, and you can find all my other stuff. You can go and visit my Discogs there. Podcast playlist is still available. Our song recommendations playlist. We've added the two songs from last episode that I gave to Matteo to play our McCartney game with, which was brilliant. It's one of my favourite things to do, and I'm so looking forward to potentially doing that again with future guests in the future when we have them. So yeah, that's a cool idea. I enjoyed that a lot. So we'll maybe look at that kind of song recommendation again, as well as the standard type. But yeah, no.
Music news. Music news. Music news.
Okay, so music news this week. To begin with, we've got October 7th. Pink Floyd will be releasing Hey Hey Rise Up physically on vinyl and CD. So that's the song they did in dedication for the Ukraine crisis. So that'll be coming out in the autumn time. So also 45 million people this week, well, in the past couple of weeks, watched the Backstreet Boys live stream to Chinese fans. That's incredible. That's so many people. Like, that's huge. And I believe it's 45 million people in China watched it as well, as far as I'm aware, but I'm not too sure. So don't question me on that one. Gabrielle, the amazing singer, is marking the 30th anniversary of her song Dreams with a huge UK tour. So it'd be great to go see her live if you can. Def Leppard have also confirmed that their stadium tour will come to Europe, hopefully in 2023. Whitesnake drummer Tommy Aldridge has serious health problems at the moment, unfortunately. We're wishing him the best here at Music Fishbowl. Incredible drummer. I mean, as a band, simply incredible. You know, every band member of Whitesnake is just amazing. So, you know, hopefully he makes a full recovery soon. According to The Mirror, Ozzy Osbourne has applied to install bat boxes in his Buckinghamshire home. Obviously, Ozzy Osbourne is intrinsically tied to the animal of the bat, especially after the incident of him biting the head off on the concert stage. So it's great to see that he's trying to give them the best possible chance in life. So many people just don't enjoy bats as animals, and they're such a misunderstood creature. Lovely animals. I love them to pieces. Guns N' Roses fans have complained about their June 15th performance in Norway, with Axl Rose's vocals being a major factor. And there's a lot going on at the moment in the rock scene, isn't there, about rock stars' vocals at the moment. I don't know if people are just jumping on a train and just looking at older rock stars' vocals. Like, at the end of the day, these guys are older. They've had 2 years out of not singing because of COVID, like not doing it properly. A lot of them aren't training their voices anymore. They're not looking after their voices. You know, that's what happened essentially with the Bon Jovi one and things like that. And you can watch Justin Hawkins analyzing them, a guy who looks after his voice incredibly, you know, lead singer of The Darkness, looks after his voice incredibly and does everything he should do to be able to maintain that incredible voice he's got. And he can tell you exactly what's gone wrong. And it's usually that they haven't prepared properly and things like that. It's usually that they're older. They don't need to prepare so much. I mean, yes, you deserve the show you're getting, but remember, you also paying hundreds of pounds to see 60, 70 year old men. I mean, that's your own fault, really, if they don't turn up and do the best show possible. You're not going to get what they were when they were younger. Anyway, the 1975 had teased the lyrics to their next single on billboards in London. Some massive billboards have been showing up with the lyrics on the 1975's next song, which is a really interesting concept, actually, that they've done that. And they've also had to buy the space on the billboards, too. Yeah, no, I'm totally for that. I think that's a really good idea. Bono has revealed that he has discovered he has a secret half-brother. He discovered his half-brother in 2000. Just kept it quiet. His older brother is called Norman, and Norman was born due to Bono's father having an affair. So it's nice that he sort of managed to meet him. But he's known him for like over 20 years now, and he's just kept it quiet, and he's come out of it now. It's really nice that he did that. Debbie Sledge says that she wants her children to carry on the Sister Sledge legacy instead of holograms when she stops playing. Yeah, you know, fair enough. Some people do, you know, if you got that, that's great. I kind of wish the Beatles children would all form a band together just to see what would happen. But you know, that's great. I mean, her children are all part, you know, it was a family band anyway, Sister Sledge. So, you know, having the family do it again does seem, yeah, you know, to keep the legacy going does seem quite fitting. People have been baffled as to why Paul McCartney covered the song from the Postcode Lottery advert. This made me laugh a lot. So the song Let Them In, by Paul McCartney is basically used on the Postcode Lottery adverts in the UK. So plenty of people only know the song from this advert. And I'm not even sure it's even Paul McCartney's version that's on the advert. It may be a cover. But yeah, people listened to his Glastonbury performance and watched it and were like, oh, it's the Postcode Lottery song. Why is he covering that? Well, it's a Paul McCartney song. It's a Wings song. They didn't realise that some of them didn't even know it was a real song at all. They thought it was made up for the Postcode Lottery. But anyway, hey ho. Three songs on Michael Jackson's posthumous album, Michael, from 2010, have actually been removed from streaming services, as many people don't believe that Michael is actually singing on them, including his mother doesn't think that. I think it's incredible, really, that people think it might be an impersonation of him. I don't know, really. I don't know if the Jackson family would be that dishonest to put something out like that. But, you know, we shall see. I've not listened to those songs that have been taken off yet. Obviously, they're available probably on YouTube, so I'll probably find them there. I used to own the album CD at one point. I don't have any more. I had to make room for space. But, you know, I'm quite interested to actually listen to it myself. Sparks they're well in the news at the moment because of the Edgar Wright documentary that came out last year. Sparks have started work on their next album. Their last non-soundtrack album was in 2020, and it was called A Steady Drip, Drip, Drip. So hopefully this next album will be really good as well. That one was too, so... a one-off Bob Dylan record of Blowing in the Wind featuring T-Bone Burnett singing on it as well may sell for singing or playing guitar. I don't know, playing an instrument. I don't know. But anyway, it may sell for £1 million at auction. The record was made in March 2021. So quick, easy record, made one vinyl. That's it. Wyclef Jean has said that the Fugees will do a reunion tour eventually. Now, I think he's only speculating. But, you know, let's hope. That'd be good. Steven Tyler's representative have said that he is doing well after completing his stunt in rehab. That's brilliant. Talking about great vocalists as well, that is a singer who's never lost his brilliant vocal. And if anything, he's only improved it as he's gone on in life. And as he's older, he's just got this incredible vocal. So, like, what a singer. I can go on about him all day. Going back to Guns N' Roses, they've actually cancelled their Glasgow concert due to illness. So... by the way, I've written these on different days, so I didn't realise I wrote both. But maybe that's the cause of why Axl Rose's voice wasn't bad. They haven't said really what it would be, so obviously what I say is there is alleged if it is true. Roxy Music will release their 2001 The Best of Roxy Music on vinyl for the first time ever. It's a great compilation of all their stuff plus Brian Ferry. I've seen the record now. It's out since I wrote this. Well, it's not out, but they done the mock-up for it, and it's yellow vinyl potentially as well, which is, looks really nice. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne have celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary, so congratulations to them. She's been a real rock for him, it seems, so very happy for them too. Carlos Santana has a couple of more serious stories again now. Carlos Santana has collapsed on stage during a concert in Michigan on July the 5th. It was due to heat exhaustion and dehydration. His manager said, though, he's doing well. Obviously, all of us at Music Fishbowl wish him well too. Linton Rubino, an ex-nameless ghoul from the band Ghost, who we talked about in the podcast a couple of weeks ago, has claimed he needed to have 6 months of therapy after he was fired by Tobias Forge, the guy who basically runs Ghost, the lead singer. Anyway, he said that the anonymity and having to keep his identity a secret made him feel like a nobody. All accusations made here are obviously alleged, of course. But yeah, no, obviously, like, he couldn't reveal to people who he was. And it's almost like, I've got all this fame and I'm playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people, but nobody knows who I am. You know, it must feel a bit weird, I'd have to say. Anyway, Suede have announced a UK and European tour ahead of their new album called Autofiction. Looking forward to that. Gene Simmons says that the band will take the Kiss farewell tour to 100 more cities globally. That's brilliant. I'll be honest, I don't want Kiss to stop. They sound amazing still. Obviously, they want to stop whilst they're good, so fair play to them. Lennon Gallagher, Liam's son, has announced that his band Automotion will release a new EP called Ecstatic Oscillations. The first single, called Diffyram, is already out. I listened to their last EP, or his last EP, whichever band he was in, whether it was them or someone else. I have listened to it. I thought it was terrible. Personally, it's not my thing, but hey, hopefully this one's better. I look forward to trying it. Music news legend returns, as he always does. Rod Stewart has kicked off his final rock tour. So he's only going to do one more rock tour, he says, as in playing rock music. He kicked it off in Fort Worth. The tour will continue through to 2023. Let's get some listens. Bear with me. So this week I have listened to quite a few new releases. I haven't yet got around to the new Ali Campbell UB40 album, basically. I want to get around to it, but I haven't yet got there. So my review of that won't be here. However, one of the biggest albums of the year for me was always going to be Luke Combs' next release, and that's called Growing Up. It's fantastic. It's exactly what I expected and what I wanted. You know, I wouldn't say it's as good as the last, but, you know, that one had to grow on me. So, and this one, I've listened to it now 4 or 5 times. It is growing on me. My favourite song on there is one called Outrunning Your Memory, which is a great duet with Miranda Lambert. She's so good as a solo artist herself. She's like the most authentic, like, female country artists out there, possibly most authentic country artists out there that's actually in mainstream country. But, like, she's so good at backing vocals. She's always been so good at duets. I don't get how she's so good at them. She's amazing. But, yeah, no, so Outrunning Your Memory, favourite song, thought it was great. I love Tomorrow Me. I think that's great. Going, Going, Gone's a great song as well. I also like The Kind of Love We Make, which is the single, which is superb. But, yeah, no, it's just great, good time, good valued country music, you know. TLF released Planet Sadness. It's all right, synthwave, you know, timeless, but fairly unnoteworthy. I like the opening track, though, which is called Honey, H-I-V-E. That's really good. Brett Eldridge, this guy goes under the radar so much, right? He's released an album called Songs About You. Now, Brett Eldridge was a pop country singer from the, early to mid 2010s he started. But, like, the past 3 records he's done, like, he kind of had this movement sort of in about 2015, 2016, probably 2015, when he sort of started switching a bit more soulful. And, like, it wasn't fully soul. It was probably his most poppy and commercial record at the time, but the seeds were there. Then 3 albums later, he's done 3 more of these really cool sort of soulful country records. It's definitely still in country, but it's really soulful and really interesting. So I really quite enjoyed it, to be honest. You know, I'm really loving his new soulful country vibe, as I said. This album is just solidifies his sound further, basically. It's got some solid tunes on it. You know, my favourite song of his period of a more soulful singer is going to always be Gabrielle. That's a great song. That's not from this record. That's from the one before. Talking of country music, Jimmy Allen released Tulip Drive. In my opinion, this was mostly terrible. And what isn't awful is just bland and boring. I quite like the single he's got out at the moment. But I can't remember the name of it now off the top of my head. It's really actually quite good, but it's, I turned off the album by that point. I will say I probably missed out a few songs. There just wasn't enough to get me going on it. You know, Jimmy Allen's one of those artists who's shown so much promise. His first album was decent, but I wouldn't say it was anything blowing the world away, but you can see the seeds. Second album, I wouldn't say I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. You know, you're looking at a 6 out of 10 for me, you know, but I did enjoy it. This album's just gone too far, too many trap beats, too much rubbishness, basically, if that makes sense. The other album that really surprised me this week, I'd say, actually, was Paolo Nutini. Last Night in the Bittersweet. You know, I loved it. It was so chilled and filled with lots of soul. Petrified of Love was an amazing song, and it's kind of like an Elvis Costello new wave track, which was amazing. Paolo Nutini has really interested me as an artist. I've always liked him, but only recently, like listening to his new album, did I realise he's got 4 albums out. All incredibly distinct. Like, you got the first one came out, which was really, like, poppy. Second one came out, it sort of brought some Americana, some sort of New Orleans vibe, band stuff, like, really cool. And then he went sort of more on the indie sphere of things with his third album. And this one sort of carries that on, but gets a little bit more stripped down, a bit more laid back, a bit more, like, loungy. Like, you feel like you're sort of in the studio with him. It's really cool. I really enjoyed it. That's your music news this week on my listens. I hope you enjoyed that. I've got a big announcement to make next. Okay, so on to the big announcement section of the podcast. So I want to start off by saying thank you to everyone who's listened to even just one to however many episodes. You know, I want to say thank you for making it as big as it's become, for giving me all the love on social media, and for just showing me how much you enjoyed what I've done. I've only had positive reviews from the podcast, which is great. You know, it's great to see, and it truly humbles me and makes me feel really good and everything like that. But the announcement is that this will be the end of season one, or series one, let's say. I'm going to take a break from podcasting. Simply just because I've kind of got a bit sort of disenfranchised with it. I can see myself falling out of love with it as much as I've loved and enjoyed doing what I've done so far, and I want to do more, and I still want to carry on this series, but I know for that to happen and for the podcast to carry on, I'm going to have to take a break. Now, there's nothing, you know, there's no issue here with me. I'm not feeling down. And there's nothing stopping me from doing it. It's more the fact that I'm being presumptive and protecting the podcast in a sense before I just start getting bored and not wanting to do more. Main issue at the moment is booking guests. I there's only so many times I can ask my friends to do this. You know, they're doing a favor for me, so there's only so much beer I can buy them and things like that. So, you know, it's all just you know, I can't keep that up. So I have to move to Instagram to get guests and to online and musicians more. And I've had some great musicians. I've had Eric, I've had Rose, I've had Lefty, etc. But I've also had people like Phil on the channel who have also been equally amazing. And equally amazing are my friends, who I am forever thankful for doing that, and family members, and actually some of their family members has even been on it. So I'm truly grateful for that. But yeah, I mean, I get quite anxious out of asking people who I don't know to come on. So that's part of why we're stopping this now, just so I don't start feeling really anxious and pushy on people and things like that. I don't want to do that. Obviously, you know, from Instagram, half the guests are living in other parts of the world. Majority of the guests are, if I'm booking from there. So they obviously have to deal with time differences, which means they can end up having a bit of a weekend if there's a 6-7 hour time difference. And obviously with that comes the fact that I lose a whole day of my weekend, which I could be spending with family or with Gabby or with my friends. And I don't want to sacrifice social life for doing a podcast that I do for love, and I don't do for money or anything. It's not part of my job, so I just do it for fun. So I don't want to sacrifice that for it, you know? So there is also that. You know, I do work full time as well, so which makes it really hard to record in the evenings with other people unless they work full time in the UK or less than that. So yeah, and another part of it as well was that I was releasing weekly, so looming stress of deadlines is also there as well for those releases. That always used to stress me out. So another reason for giving up as well is that I'm becoming less attached to my music that I love. You know, I find I've been listening to too many new releases for the, you know, my listen section at the end of music news, and not the music I want to listen to. I'm losing track of the music I love a bit, and I just want to get it back. So I'm gonna be listening to a lot more older stuff, mix it in with a crazy synth wave crave, which at the moment I'm calling a synth crave, you know. So I want a major craving of that. So mixing a bit of that up with a bit of, you know, the stuff I love the most, you know, Springsteen, Dylan's, Beatles. I went to a Beatles tribute band recently to just rekindle the love a bit there, you know. So things like that, it's just some general reasons, you know. It, nothing wrong with me, I'm fine, I'm doing totally well. But, you know, it needs to have a break before it goes on. Now, when we come back, if we do, after the break, things will change. So due to booking guests being quite hard, it's going to become a bit more of a solo podcast. So I'll do my introduction section, I'll do my music news section, but I'm also going to be doing, you know, some extended bits of news. So I'll be talking hopefully about, it's if this happens, if I come back, of course, you know, a story that's really interested me, I'll go into in depth. I'll also do, with my listens, I'll also do the big listen kind of thing and do a proper review of an album and talk about how much I loved it and how much I love that artist or whatever. So that's going to be a new part of the podcast for when we come back, if we do, that is. Also, I'm just going to introduce more, you know, song recommendations I'll do myself as well, and I'll put them into the playlist. I'll do one per episode, and then hopefully occasionally we can have guests on. So not every episode, but occasionally we'll have guests. We might slow down the releases as well. The episodes might be one every 2 weeks, maybe. Might be one every week, I don't know, but we might do that. But yeah, I mean, other than that, there's not much to it. We're going to have a break minimum. This is series one, done. And we'll come back with series two, hopefully, if I ever feel like it. And I hope I do. Now, those of you who follow me on Instagram and Twitter, don't fret, I will be keeping up my social media presence to the same amount it's always been. So don't worry, I genuinely love doing that, and that kindles my love for music. So that's great. Yeah, I mean, that'll always be the same, but that's where you're going to need to look out now for if you want to hear the podcast again when it comes back, if it does. But another way to do it, if you don't follow me there and you don't have those social medias or anything like that, click follow on the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. The next episode will come to you then. So then you know it's there. You know, I won't be releasing. So if you don't subscribe because you don't like having releases put into your inbox or whatever you call it, onto your page or front page of Spotify, whatever, it'll be one time because you'll know I'm back when that one comes in. So it'll let you know. So definitely do that. Thank you everyone so much for all the love to the podcast and supporting it and everything as well. I feel like I'm in your debt. At the same time, I do make a free product that people have enjoyed, which is why I'm taking a break, because it took a lot for me to say I'm taking a break, because I felt like I was in everyone's debt because they've been so good to me, and they have been, and they give me that time and care and love and everything. It's great. But at the same time, I'm giving a free product out for people to just enjoy. I don't make anything from it, you know? I'm very much happy to do sponsorships with companies for something free, minimum small amount of things for free. They could send me a key ring with their logo on, and they can sponsor an episode or two. Like, I'm so happy for that. Unfortunately, I can't sponsor an episode for free, because then I could just pick and choose a company I want and just say, oh, is this, you know, not sponsored, but I've chosen this company to talk about during my episode. So, you know, it has to have some kind of bearing. And obviously I want it to be a gift of some kind if I do that, because it's, you know, I don't want money. I don't do it for money. Also tax and things like that. Silly that I don't want to get into finance stuff. You know, you just give me a free gift, you know, and I'll do a free service for them. So, you know, that's the only way I'm going to make anything out of this. So for me, it's purely for fun, as you can tell. So it's a free product for fun, and I hope you've enjoyed it so far. Hopefully we'll be back again and we'll do some more. But as I say, all I can say is thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again if it ever so happens.